next scripture is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
There are sweet and joyful heavenly shout before
I understand what you're asking.
Yeah.
And that's a lovely desire that you have. I would like to support you in that 100%. But the reason that we picked out joyful noise was this. The instruction from the Bible says make joyful noise. It doesn't say you have to be on tune. It doesn't say you have to be on time. It doesn't say you have to even be in the right rhythm. It's just that make it joyful.
But we will be all those things, though, won't
we? We want to be all those things, yes. We're going to.
That was worried about that.
That's the reason we came up with it.
Okay, well, I'm Phil Rentel. Most of you know me because I attend church here. Next to me is Christina Lanay. I got the name suddenly. Tommy Peterson, he's from way out in Kansas. If you ever need your Stitch in time. What do you do there? You
have a board. Yeah.
Maybe you just reprint and order stuff with Stitch in Time in Kansas. And if you have a computer code, get a Hewlett Packard. George Rosser from Adair. He goes to Prince of Peace Church out in Adair. So, welcome. We're glad to be here. And
don't introduce Bruce.
Bruce
didn't want to be introduced.
Our sound guy, Bruce. And he's the best part of our group, Bruce. And he makes it sound good.
I'm tired of it. nothing to say. He just lost his dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead. So this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they seemed. Now that he was dead and gone, the garden, the jail, the hammer, the nail, how could a night be so long?
The storm was rolled away. My name is Judith, and I have this day been freed of a bondage of blood, of a truth. You'll have to pardon me. Of a truth, now it's been years. But with each day, each new morning, the joy of delivery is so great and the memory so fresh that whenever I tell the story, it's as if it happened this very noonday. The road was rocky and the sun was high as I traveled the day, trod the road into town that day. Oh, but you pardon me, I get ahead of my story again. Nearly 10 years after I became a maiden, there came a loathsome burden, a constant issue of blood. At first, I was frightened, then impatient, and then angry and sick at heart. Why should I be cut off from companions with whisperings and averted gaze? Why should I carry this mark? Why should my desire for a husband be thwarted by this shame? These questions haunted me. Had I perhaps sinned even in my innocence? Was I the child of some great sin? Why did I have to bear the weight of the law in all the necessary rituals? I grew to hate the prison of my disease. Each morning I woke happy, but only for a moment. Quickly, the weight of my illness crushed my chest as if a neither millstone. Every day I cried my tears of this illness. Every evening I prayed for death to set me free. All day, every day, in all the hours, I was not free of the judgment against me. By turn, I shook my fist at Yahweh and besought his mercy. By turn, I prayed and I cursed. By turn, I hoped and lay in the trough of despair. I suffered many things at the hands of physicians. With cuttings and herbs and charms, they tried to staunch the flow. I spent my living with them till it was all gone. I refused to beg, but my labor for hire was always interrupted by weakness. Then I heard of a prophet, Jesus of Nazareth, who had brought healing to some. Three times in Capernaum, he came close to where I was. Three times I left my house to find him, to beseech his mercy, to beg for his mercy on me. Three times I pushed through the crowd to reach him, only to have weakness overtake me. And the crowd would push on and carry him past me. You know, I was near death in my spirit. The days crushed my hope because I was getting worse, not better. Every day, I felt the weight of this illness. Every night, I cried my tears. The night hid my tears, but only the coverlet on my pillow that I hung out to dry each morning was companion in my misery. Then suddenly a neighbor child rushed in. The prophet is back. He goes to the house of Jairus and was gone. I grabbed my cloak and wrapped it around me. My feet became wings. My hopes were higher than the rooftops until I saw the multitude. I could look down from the hilltop street at the crowd coming up. Oh, it was great. I was determined I was going to stay where I was until he passed by. The press of bodies coming up was so great. I flattened myself against a doorway to make sure that I wouldn't be swept ahead of the crowd. When I saw him tall, a few cubits in front of me, I looked at the crowd and saw that in the center was he whom I must implore for healing. I bent my shoulder and pressed into the crowd, trying to reach him. Around him were some they called his disciples. I knew that I must reach him. I must beg him for his healing. I knew this must be the time. I wanted to call out, but who was I among hundreds? So I bit my lip and I pressed into the throng. The weakness began to overtake me. I cried out in my heart to Yahweh for strength. The crowd moved on, the turmoil of bodies constantly shifting. Could I reach him? Already the press from behind had moved him a bit past me. Then suddenly, I had a thought. If I could but touch his clothes, maybe I'd be healed. I pushed and shoved and tried to work my way through the crowd, but it was a solid wall in front of me. The heavy weakness began to overtake me. Then suddenly I bent and realized that near the ground the press was less. I stood tall once more to glimpse his place, and then bent and plunged and touched the hem of his garment. I clung to it for a moment with my fingers. In a moment he stopped, and I heard a voice. Who touched my clothes? The disciples stood around him and said, Master, you see the throng, multitude thronging around you, and yet you say, who touched me? Fear at my boldness tore at my heart, but a greater joy overwhelmed my being. Fear and joy together forced my tongue, and I said, it was I, Master. The crowd gave way as I knelt at his feet. It was I who touched you. Then I heard the words that embraced me with warmth. Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be rid of your plague. Oh, what joy overtook me. I kissed his feet, looked for a moment at his face, and then turned and, minding not the crowd that was around me, pushed my way to the edge and ran. I ran to my house, to the inner court. There I wept, tears of thanksgiving and joy. I have this day been freed of bondage.
Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. In addition to being the Day of All Saints, this year, this day also happens to be the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. And we thought it was appropriate for us to spend some time interceding for our brothers and sisters who are suffering for their faith in Jesus in other parts of the world. Before we do that, I'd just like to read to you this morning. I was reading a letter written by a man named Reverend Rinaldi Dominic, who is currently in prison for his faith in Indonesia. And this is a letter that he wrote to the church from his prison cell. He says, "To enjoy the warmth and cheerfulness of the dawn, there is no other way but to pass through the darkness of night. In this world, I have learned that truth very seldom wins. In fact, mostly it is defeated. However, I strongly believe that one day it will be discovered. God is the true truth and the eternal God, and he is full of forgiveness and blesses us with truth and grace which gives us the powerful ability to face any challenge and suffering. Although at this moment I am bothered, sad, worried, as well as angry with what is happening in Indonesia, I still and will always praise God all the time in my life for everything I have experienced up until now. Being in this prison really makes me realize the miracle of God, because I can understand more what God means by saying, "I will never leave you alone." One of our cloud of witnesses who shares this moment with us. As we come into this time in prayer, I'd like to invite you to kind of physically get involved in the act of prayer, either by standing and raising your hands in solidarity with the suffering church, or if you're physically able and desire, by kneeling in intercession. So just take a moment and pick a posture that is comfortable to you, standing, kneeling, or sitting, if that is what you're able to do. We'll pray for the persecuted church as well as for those who are persecuting. Let's pray together. God of the suffering and of all who stagger under the weight of the cross of Christ, hear us as we seek to stand with those who are persecuted for being your followers. Your cross bearers in other lands are living reminders to us of the cost of discipleship. While we are at ease in Zion, they are in an exile of pain and isolation. While we are feasting on good things all around us, they are in an involuntary fast. While we can assume a future of well-being, they don't know if they will be alive tomorrow. While we wear the cross as a piece of jewelry, they bear it as an invitation to abuse, exclusion, imprisonment, and even death. Turn our hearts to them in prayer and in acts of compassion and justice. Thank you for breathing in them and in us the yearning to share each other's burdens. Loose them from their shackles. Loose us from our complacency. Bind up the forces of abuse and violence that work in their persecutors. Let the light of the knowledge of your love and compassion dawn even on those who persecute. In the silence, pray through us by the power of your Spirit. Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus Christ, and on our brothers and sisters, one in our joy, one in our grief, and one in the great hope that all of us wait on. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand for the benediction. May the kingdom of Jesus Christ come in and through and to you, and may you be filled with the hope of life now and life to come. Amen.